Isaac?
Hello, Wesley families. This morning, I'm going to draw three people on this whiteboard. And after I finish that one, you may guess who they are. And I think you will be surprised. Why? Because I'm drawing so good? Well, you will see. Done! Let's guess who they are.
Yes! Can you tell me who they are?
No.
It's Rory.
Rory. Steve. So we have three people. Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah,
so beautiful. I want to go, go out with her. These three, they are all one person. It's my wife. 15 years ago, my wife and I, we went to Africa as missionary, and we stayed with many native Africans. And one day, a friend of mine, he's from Zimbabwe, his daughter, 3.5-year-old, very cute, small and very cute, and she spoke 5 languages. She was amazing. And one day she talked to Rosa, my wife. Auntie Rosa, why? Why is your skin yellow? So my wife replied, What do you mean? It is skin color. Then this little girl, cute one, she was so surprised. And she said, no, the skin color is black, not yellow. So in her eyes, skin color should be black. So anyway, my wife was yellow in her eyes. And after staying there for about 1.5 years, we came back to Korea and visit my parents. With dark skin, some of you know Asian skin gets darker when we tan under the sun. So my skin color was almost the same as that of Africans, many of them, so dark. And my wife was wearing African style skirt, African dress code. When it came to my parents' house, my father was surprised. And he talked to us, oh, you became black. Just like Africans. So now we have become black. And a few years later, we went to India to teach the Bible in a small seminary. In our neighborhood, there was a little girl. She was so adorable. And she was a lot shy and even timid, but anyway, she was always curious to see us behind the wall or behind her mom, looking at us. And one day she said something. I thought she was talking about my wife. So I was curious, so I asked my friends, what did she say? Then he was laughing. And he interpreted and talked to me. She said, there is a white lady. Huh. So she was talking about my wife. Let's see. My wife was yellow in Africa and black at some point, and now all of a sudden she became white. Surprise! In Genesis chapter 1, it says, God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. I don't think it means God's skin color. Yellow, white, black, red. No. We don't know how big our God is, and we don't know how great our God is, and we don't know what color God has. We cannot predict what God is doing in us, through us, and among us, today, tomorrow, and even the day after tomorrow. And it is likely that having God's image in us, it means that we are all different, but the same in many ways. Even in the sanctuary, we are all different. We have different appetites, habits, preferences, and different faith backgrounds. And what about the people outside of our community, our Wesley family? What about our county, Illinois, and the United States, and the world? So we know we are all different, but we have same image in us, God's image. And we know God's primary design of the creation is for us to love God and love our neighbors and God's creation. So let's think about the world. We hear so many heartbreaking news. So many places, it is a war-weary world. Wars, conflicts take place in many corners of the world, and it destroys human lives and countless number of people. They have lost their beloved one. And in this context, many people claim that God does not exist, or God's presence is merely a reflection of hope. Then is that right? Many people have left their church due to tragedy and conflict, which made them frustrated and fearful. And some people, they said, as the world has become more complicated in developing technology and a globalized world, they have lost their trust in God. Some people say, particularly in the United States, after 9/11, fear and distrust have grown, and they have lost their faith in God. Fear of uncertainty, fear of facing violence, fear of a meaningless life, fear of losing our beloved one, and fear of our own death. So it seems to be somehow reasonable for many people to think and question where God is. Then, can it be a reason that we lost our faith in God? Can it be a reason we lost our hope for the future? No, not at all. So we know the story of Adam and Eve. God warned them not to eat the fruit of the tree, but it was desirable and edible. And they were tempted to be wise and powerful like God, and they were tempted to be like God, and it was really attractive. And then they crossed the line and ate the fruit, and we know what happened to them. Their eyes became open and clear in their sight, and they realized they were naked. Then what did they do? They hid. When God called them, they disguised themselves among the trees of the garden, and they covered themselves because they felt shameful, ashamed. They said, "I am afraid because I am naked." So let's think about that. Let's think about who Adam was. He had been naked all time since he was made. Since God created Adam, he was all time naked. But all of a sudden, he knew right after he ate the fruit of the tree. Now he knew. "I am afraid that I can see." With the technology and mass media developed, now we know what's happening on the other side of the world. In a second, You can Google it. You can find it. We didn't know of people in other places of the world suffering from many kinds of disease, tragedy, and war. But now we know the real world where we are living. I mean, real world, we know more than before. And we know people, they lost their precious lives to gun violence. We know people were taken advantage of by others. And now we feel like naked, because now we see. And we are afraid because we know what is happening around the world. Somehow, we are like Adam and Eve. When we know the people far from us, when we pay attention to them, the world, this world looks different. It will be totally different from the world before. If you have a friend in Afghanistan, all the happening there will be a different story. You feel their pain. What about the people in the West? What about the people affected by the hurricane? If you have friends and family, you feel the pain and agony. Then it is not the time of fear and frustration which Adam felt when he knew he was naked. When we have the passion, when we have the love, when we have the compassion, it becomes the time of enlightenment. We know who we are in the light of Jesus Christ, and we recognize that we need to help our neighbors in many places. So today, we have Word Communion Sunday. The Presbyterians in the 1930s, they began this Word Communion Sunday to celebrate the presence of the Christian church. They were having really painful moment. It was 1930s. And they tried to find hope in God, and they tried to unite the Christians around the world. And it became an ecumenical event among Protestant denominations, including Methodist. So the communion, it is to share the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which means we are all invited to God's atonement and saved by Christ, Jesus' sacrificial love. It is the visible sign of invisible God's grace for all humanity, and it symbolizes Jesus Christ's victory over evil, demon, Satan, darkness, fear, and injustice. Whatever blocks a human being, us, from God's grace and unconditional love. When we share this bread and wine, I'm going to move this one so you can see all the bread. When we share this bread and wine, we remember Jesus' victory, so that we may be living with the victory over all the fear. So we have Jesus today in our scripture reading. He's talking about the faith, the size of a mustard seed. In this story, one person came to Jesus and asked for his help. He said, Jesus' disciples have not been able to heal his son. So Jesus said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, very little tiny one, nothing will be impossible for you. You can move this mountain from here to there if you have faith. If you have faith. So Jesus is talking about our faith. and the potential of our faith. It is not about our ability, what we can do. It is about the faith in God who is working in us. And Jesus invites us. At the time, Jesus invited his disciples to join his ministry, and now he is inviting all of us to join his ministry, which sometimes looks impossible in our eyes. Jesus invites us to love God and our neighbors. And Jesus invites us to bring real peace to our world filled with injustice, tragedy, disease, violence, conflict, and even wars. And it seems to be an impossible mission, but it is what we are called to do as children of God. And it is possible in Christ, as Jesus promises, if we have faith. And when we allow God to work among us, when we respond to God's invitation in God's work, it is possible. And let's think about our Wesley family. And I want us to think of our ministry in our local community. We need to encourage one another and empower one another and challenge one another to reach out and serve the people in our local community. And we are the disciple of Jesus Christ, and we are the light on a hill that cannot be hidden. And we need to proclaim the good news, manifest the love and care of Jesus Christ, and help the people. And I believe with the message of this mustard seed, we need to think about our service to our neighbors and design it with our ministry. When I think about serving our neighbors, I think of some doable and practical and relevant in our lives. Maybe soon I'm going to host a conversation with many people about how we Wesley family can serve Sterling, Illinois, and Rockport, Illinois, and beyond. We have done many things, but we can add and empower our ministries. For example, we can support frontline workers, doctors, nurses, hospital staff, paramedics, and firefighters. What about restaurant employees? One day I went to a restaurant and simply asked an employee, "How are you? How are you feeling this day?" And she began to weep. So hard in this time. And what about racism in our time? Again, in my mind, justice ministry should be practical and doable in our contextual setting. It's been painful. Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. We can find our ministry, not political argument, but life-saving ministry of love. And what about human rights? What about domestic violence? What about gun violence? What about the sexual orientation minority? I mean, LGBTQ people in our local community. Again, I'm not talking about our denominational conflict, which we cannot fix with our hands. But I trust our delegates to the General Conference, and we need to find what we can do in our local setting. We can listen to them and let them know we see them, we hear their cry. I hope we see the people. And what about the refugees? We have many Afghanistan refugees now. I mean, I mentioned that. What can we do? And what about suicide and depression prevention program? And there are so many opportunities and potentials that we can serve our community, let our light shine in our neighborhood. Are we overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed with many works? I do sometimes when I feel like I need to fix the world. In my mind, I want to fix the world. Then I feel overwhelmed, but it is God. It is God who pours out the Holy Spirit and empowers us and encourages us to do the good work. Technically, let me tell you, many of our Wesley family have tirelessly done this precious ministry even during the pandemic. We have a mission team that prays about it and chooses whom we will support. And we have chili cook-off. We are talking about helping our neighbors in our town through our Soap Valley Food Bank. And what about John Partridge? She has tirelessly collected toilet papers, soap, and toothpaste and delivered them to our local food pantry. And Bess Matthews, Caroline, and many people have volunteered at local food pantry. And many of us went to Soap Valley Food Bank and helped the people over there. And men's group went to Habitat for Humanity. And they will go and help Reynolds Woods this month. It's amazing. And now, I hope we strengthen our ability to serve more and invite more Wesley family to serve our local community and let your light shine. Am I overwhelmed? No. I'm excited. I am excited because I dream that God will go with us, empower us, and strengthen us as we serve our neighbors. We become the light of Jesus Christ in our town, and we may enlarge our love for others, and we may bring love, peace of Jesus Christ to our community. We may be a big, huge mustard seed plant or tree in our faith and ministry, which provide hospitality and God's love beyond our community. Then do you have faith the size of the mustard? That's the mustard tree. I believe God has faith in us, and we need to respond saying yes. Yes, Lord. Amen.